This is Dagaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, 3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. I should warn you, I've had the worst cold I've had in years. Just getting over it now. Entitled, Women Oppress Men Far Worse. Description. This flyer presents the main the main ideas of masculism, so that millions of intelligent men can use them to counter the awful hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists, given that women oppress men far worse with their manslavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, etc. A few years from now, once most men have been well informed of masculist ideas, monoconscious feminists will not dare sprout their misandry publicly through fear of having their fucking heads bitten off by very angry, ideologically hateful, biconscious masculists. Now the flyer itself. Women Oppress Men Far Worse by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. This flyer presents the main masculist arguments, so that people of either sex who are interested in what the masculists have to say can be taught what the strongest masculist arguments are. There are several core ideas in masculism. The main one is that masculism is essentially a rebellion by men against working for women for decades of their lives, thus being manslaved by women for decades. Masculists see manslavery as the greatest of all gender crimes in either direction, that is, from men onto women or from women onto men. Masculists are abolitionists who see manslavery as slavery and hence something to be hated. Masculists have a hatred of gender criminal women who commit horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. Masculists point out to women that it was men who gave women science-based medicine, so that today women have a life expectancy of 85 years. Men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so that women now can choose reliably the number of kids that they want, which is usually zero, one, or two. So, even those women who stay at home to raise their kids when they're small still have a career window of half a century. So the masculists are standing up, pointing the finger at women, and telling them that, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed, in the sense of being ignored to death, forced to rot on the shelf, not even pumped and dumped. Forced to die a slow, miserable, lonely death, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually." Masculists see clearly that the fipping, in brackets, fip, F-I-P, equals, a masculist term for a financially independent person, close brackets, of women will go a long way towards freeing men from the institutions and attitudes that so oppress men. Masculists put enormous moral pressure on women to fip up, that is, to become fips, by bothering to get career competent educations so that the economy pays well for, so that women can be fips as adults and not expect fluffy style, in brackets, fluffy, a masculist term for a traditional woman who expects to manslave a man, close brackets, thus living off his labour and money for decades of his life, the worst of all gender crimes. Fluffies are truly hated by masculists, seen as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, to be exterminated by being totally ignored, left to rot on the shelf. Masculist manslavery is literally 1,000 times a bigger problem than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the early 1800s in the US, whereas there are several billion man slaves in the world today, who need to be liberated by women becoming phips, or be exterminated by very angry, ideologically hateful maskless. Divorce rape is what typically happens to a father who is being divorced by his fluffy wife. He gets butchered in the fluffy feminist, in brackets, that is, a feminist who still has fluffy expectations of men, close brackets, dominated divorce courts, controlled by the feminists since the 1970s. One father in four gets butchered in these courts in the following sense. In many countries, and in two-thirds of states in the US, he will lose custody of his kids to his ex-wife with a 90% probability. Maskless push for custody to be made joint by default, so that young men are unable to reason, quote, fuck marriage, fuck fatherhood. Because the divorce courts are so toxic for men that marriage and paternity are a very bad bet for a man. I'm not going to face a one chance in four of being butchered in a hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce court. I'll live the MGTOW, men going their own way, lifestyle, spending my money on myself. He will have to give over his house to his ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his wealth and half his stuff to her. He will be obliged to make child payments to his ex-wife for his kids, whom he will barely be allowed to see, maybe two weekends a month. If his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may have to pay her alimony until he dies, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up, so that she remains a parasite off him after the divorce, the way she was before the divorce. Women have the mara, that's maternity rejection right, but men have no para, paternity rejection right. So millions of women get pregnant against her man's will and then forces him to pay for a kid for two decades that he never wanted in the first place. An even worse example of forced fathering by women is paternity fraud, where the woman tells her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's from some other man. Thus, her man is manslaved for two decades to pay for a kid, in capital letters, that is not even his. Forced fathering is one of what the maskers call the big three. That is, the worst three ways that women oppress men. Maskless theorists use these big three with great effect in educating both sexes how much worse women oppress men, claiming that even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen by maskers as being rather small beer in comparison with any of the above big three. Since maskers see women oppressing men far worse, the public trashing of men by feminists, monoconscious feminists, that is, feminists who have only been exposed to feminist ideas in gender politics, who know nothing about maskulism, the other half of gender politics, close brackets, is seen by maskers as being sheer hypocrisy that makes bioconscious maskers, brackets, that is, maskers who have had both their feminist and their maskless consciousnesses raised, who are aware that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men far worse with their man's slavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, close brackets, extremely angry and ideologically hateful towards such monoconscious feminists who trash men in public. Typically, when a bioconscious maskless come across some monoconscious feminist who makes a misandrous remark, he bites her fucking head off, saying something like, quote, learn some masculism, you monoconscious feminazi hypocrite. Learn how much worse women oppress men with women's man slavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering. Learn how these big three, as the maskers call them, are much worse gender crimes against men committed by women than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. For example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Maskers aim to educate most intelligent men so that they become aware of these very powerful maskless arguments, so that these intelligent men can then use these arguments to great effect against monoconscious feminazis, crushing them with really angry, ideologically hateful maskless rhetoric, making these women painfully aware that men are now intellectually armed with their own gender political ideas. So that not only can men answer back at the monoconscious feminist public trashing of men, but can crush them with terrifyingly fierce maskless trashing of women, given that women oppress men far worse. This is the end of part 1.